This is episode 1970 of the Who Cares News for Friday, May 14th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
From colonial times until World War II, May 1st was called Moving Day in New York City, and it was a tradition for millions of people to move at 9 a.m. on that day.
Ooh.
Don't know why. Japan has more 7-Elevens than any other country in the world. 21,000 locations. Oh, thank heaven for our little Slurpee friends.
What was it? Oh, thank heaven.
For 7-Eleven.
I can't remember how this,
I don't know.
The music.
Dentists are more likely to kill themselves, follow me here, than any other profession. A dentist
Why?
Is 545% more likely than average to commit suicide. I have no idea. I have no idea. And
that's
finally,
random.
Dancing.
Yes.
Dancing was banned at Baylor University in Texas until 1996. Now, your parents went to Baylor, right?
My parents went to Baylor.
Did they meet at Baylor?
I grew up as Baptist. No.
Okay.
No.
So
wait. No.
They would have never been at a dance together.
No.
Well, not a Baylor.
No. No, that's a Baptist thing.
No. Nope. And that's some random facts for today. Well, I think it's time for some Who Cares News with Morgan.
Oh my gosh, golly, gumdrops, the Friends Reunion Special now has a date.
Yes.
People wonder why this is in the Who Cares News. Because I'm over them.
Are you over? Are you seriously over the Friends?
No, never.
I was going to say, I know better than that.
I'm not,
nobody's over
I'm
the
not
Friends.
Giddy about this at all. I'm not.
Really?
No.
I am.
But I love Friends.
I am.
I love Friends forever.
I'm ready for this.
Friends forever.
Friends forever.
May 27th.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's only around
this month.
Yeah, it's just around the block.
They didn't even say, hey, it's going to be happening in June.
No,
it's
they didn't say
this
that.
This month. HBO Max dropped the first teaser trailer today. Oh, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
With the six famous friends walking. Here's the drama.
The drama.
Not the drama, but the drama. The six famous friends walking onto the Warner Brothers studio lot. In slow motion.
Probably to an instrumental track, a very slow, smooth instrumental track to the Friends
something
theme.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So we now have a list of the big name guest stars, too.
They're having guest stars? Why do
you
need guest
stars?
Yeah,
it's like a big reveal.
This
like
is a reunion show.
Every season of
hell?
Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God.
But you know who's not on the guest list?
Who?
Brad Pitt.
No.
No. Nope.
They talk.
I know.
Where's Brad?
He was
he
a big part of that.
There.
It's very
yeah.
important that.
Yes,
that
he is.
So, David Beckham.
Was he ever on?
Don't think so.
No.
Justin Why Bieber.
He was never on.
Nope. BTS.
They were never on.
Nope. James Corden.
He was never on.
Nope. Cindy
Wait.
Crawford. Was he?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Cindy Crawford.
Maybe. I doubt it.
Don't think so.
Don't think so.
Cara Delevingne.
No.
She don't think she was even born at the
I
time.
I don't think so either.
Lady Gaga.
Never.
Nope.
No.
Elliot Gould.
Yes.
Yes.
He did play Monica's dad.
Kit Harington.
No.
Larry Hankin.
Who's Larry Hankin?
Don't know.
Mindy
Kaling.
No, Mindy Kaling was not on Friends.
Thomas Lennon.
Thomas Lennon did
Christina
was a guest
Pickles.
Star. Christina Pickles, I don't remember.
But I'll tell you who's going to be on there.
Who's going to be on there?
Magnum P.I.
He was on there for
Still
a whole
sexy
season.
After all these years.
And then
Tom
some.
Selleck.
Uh-huh.
John Michael Tyler, Maggie Wheeler, Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, Maggie Wheeler, you got to do your Janice. That's who Maggie Wheeler is.
Reese Witherspoon.
She was on, yes.
And Malala Yousafzai. Leading up to the big reunion, TBS announced Thursday that it will air all 236 episodes
wow.
of the iconic sitcom in their Friends from the Beginning marathon.
Obviously, they're going to air them in order. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
With commercials.
With commercials. Lots and lots of commercials.
Lots and lots of commercials.
Because I remember watching Friends, last year, late on a Saturday night. One episode
yes.
took 45 minutes. No, it took an hour and 10 minutes. for one 30-minute episode. They put what? That many stupid commercials in them.
I've seen them go 36 minutes.
I've seen them go a whole hour.
I've never seen that.
I'm looking at the clock. I'm going like, when is this episode ever going to end?
Well, you can watch the special event.
You got to make their money back somehow.
Monday, it'll run through June the 4th.
Okay, all right. And then the reunion special is on the 27th.
May 27th.
It starts streaming on the 27th. You'll be able to see it after that. You don't have to rush right out.
Gives you time to scrounge up some change to get HBO Max.
There you go.
John Mulaney.
John Mulaney, funny, funny
guy. He's hilarious.
And a fairly clean act.
Pretty clean, yeah.
It's not too blue.
No. Comedian John Mulaney and Olivia Munn.
What?
You
look. They just
get divorced.
Got divorced.
Are you actually? I was gonna say get divorced, do rehab, get hook up. But it was actually do rehab, get divorced, and
hook up.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a shocker.
So Olivia
and
Munn.
Olivia Munn too. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
They're
all right.
Dating. This is what the source says. Huh. It's close to the couple. Friends like that, who needs enemies? Apparently, they met at church in Los Angeles several years ago.
Really?
And they remain friendly.
Well, that's got to chap his ex-wife's hide. You're friends with Olivia Munn. How can I compete?
Yeah, because he's the one who filed, right?
He filed. Yeah. In fact, I think I saw somewhere she is stunned that he asked for a divorce.
Wow.
Yeah, she's actually stunned. And now she knows why. Olivia Munn, that's why.
Yeah, because
that's why.
In December, Olivia sent John well wishes after he entered rehab.
Yeah.
Because he had relapsed in his decades-long journey with addiction.
See, I didn't know he had had a problem.
Big,
I would have never known. He seemed like just this, I've watched a lot of John Mulaney and listened to a lot of John Mulaney.
It's all right. It's all right. Cocaine. Yeah, John Mulaney. Well, he's sober right now.
So, for now.
So back in December, he got a tweet.
A tweet?
Yeah. Sending so much love and support to John Mulaney. You got this, she tweeted at the time.
Oh, man.
You probably sat there and thought, huh?
Huh.
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn.
Well.
My wife. Olivia Munn, my wife. I think Olivia Munn.
Now, chances are his wife helped him get to where he is today. But, yeah, that's a kicker to the curb. But that's what he did. So, John could
well,
be this.
Now, the same thing happened with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood.
So, John completed a 60-day rehab stay in February, and he's continuing to work on his sobriety as an outpatient.
Well, of course, yeah. Halle Berry has never had a drug problem that we know of. And her jokes aren't very funny, but that doesn't matter. They don't have to be. She's Halle Berry.
Obviously, the acting that she did in that one movie you were watching.
I saw X-Men.
Oh, X-Men.
And I had not seen the first one. I'd seen a bunch of the others.
And you said her acting was
Acting was atrocious in that. Oh, I didn't say that. The Great Pumpkin's not going to come now. Oh, my God. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.